Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is June 22nd, Saturday, 2019, day 173. Today's topic: a joyful heart needs the filling of the Holy Spirit, then healing comes. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 136, verses 23 to 26, 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 1 to chapter 4, verse 17, Acts chapter 14, verses 8 to 28, Proverbs 17, verses 22. Today's main passages. The first one is a key passage, Proverbs 17, verse 22. A joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Then 2 Kings chapter 3, verses 14 to 18. Elisha said, "As surely as the Lord Almighty lives, whom I serve, if I did not have respect for the presence of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, I would not pay any attention to you. But now bring me a harpist." While the harpist was playing, the hand of the Lord came on Elisha, and he said, "This is what the Lord says: I will fill this valley with pools of water, for this is what the Lord says: You will see neither wind nor rain, yet this valley will be filled with water, and you, your cattle, and your other animals will drink. This is an easy thing in the eyes of the Lord. He will also deliver Moab into your hands." The third passage, Acts chapter 14, verses 8 to 11. In Lystra, there sat a man who was lame. He had been that way from birth and had never walked. He listened to Paul as he was speaking. Paul looked directly at him, saw that he had faith to be healed, and called out, "Stand up on your feet." At that, the man jumped up and began to walk. When the crowd saw that what Paul had done, they shouted in the Lycaonian language, "The gods have come down to us in human form." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, Proverbs 17 verse 22 is the golden verse I use frequently to encourage those who are in discouragement and sickness. The most important thing of this verse is to understand, as a human, we have not we have no way to have a joyful heart when we are in discouragement and sickness. Because joy is the fruit of the Spirit. If you are being filled with the Holy Spirit, then you will have joy naturally. What this world of darkness can give to people is sorrow, a crushed spirit. And sorrow causes our bones to dry up. So, what happens when our bones dry up? There was a medical professor specialized in immune system, had an important talk in an international conference on how to solve the problem of an increased number of cases in the breaking down of immune system worldwide. This professor used Proverbs 17 verse 22 as his main argument, saying that the Bible already gives us the why and the how. He pointed out that more and more people were in sorrow and depression. The situation dried up the bones and that caused the breakdown of immune system and many sickness surface, including cancer. So the solution of this crisis is not only to invent more medicine to cure that symptom, but is for people to go back to Abba Father and to experience Jesus is Lord, the feeling of the Holy Spirit, then joy will come naturally, and that is the best medicine. Since I heard this powerful research and witness, I have been using this witness to help numerous people to get out of depression, to receive a joyful heart, and to be healed. Yes, look at what happened to Elisha and Paul. They were all being filled with the Holy Spirit, and powerful, miraculous things happened. A joyful heart needs the filling of the Holy Spirit, then healing comes. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to trust in you that we can have victory each day and that we can be filled with the Holy Spirit and have a joyful heart and be healed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your action to trust in the Lord each day that you can be filled with the Holy Spirit and have a joyful heart and be healed? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family about today's catch. May the Lord bless you.